Translation letter says the Parijana goes to Vaishastra, then that he goes to hell. He's coming to Lubdhika, which is the working sense in the rectum. Parvati has spoken of two blind associates. These associates should be understood to be the hands and legs. While helping, helped by the hands and legs of the living hand, he performs all kinds of work and moves hither and thither. The word Anandapura refers to the heart, and the word Visuchina means going everywhere, in the case of mind. Within the mind, the living entity enjoys the effects of the modes of material nature. These effects sometimes cause illusion, sometimes satisfaction, sometimes jubilation. Purport, the mind and intelligence of the living entity and material existence are affected by the modes of material nature, and according to the association of material modes, the mind is habituated to go here and there. The heart feels satisfaction, jubilation, or illusion according to the effects of the modes of material nature. And actually, the living entity, in its material condition, remains inert. It is the modes of nature that act on the mind and the heart. The results are enjoyed or suffered by the living entity. This occurs in Bhagavad Gita. The developer of the spirit soul, under the influence of three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Formally, it is explained that the queen is one's intelligence. While one is awake or asleep, that intelligence creates different situations. Being influenced by contaminated intelligence, the living entity envisions something and simply imitates the actions and reactions of his intelligence. Purport, the queen of Parijana describes her as intelligence itself. Intelligence acts both in the dream state and in the waking state, but it is contaminated by the three modes of material nature. Since the intelligence is contaminated, the living entity is also contaminated. In the conditioned state, the living entity acts according to his contaminated intelligence. Although he simply remains an observer, he nonetheless acts, being forced by contaminated intelligence, which in reality is a passive agent. Narada Muni continued, what I referred to as the chariot was in actuality the body. The senses of the horses that pulled that chariot. As time passes year after year, these horses run without obstruction, but in fact they make no progress. Pious and impious activities are the two wheels of the chariot. The two modes of material nature are the chariot's flags. The five types of life air constitute the living entity's bondage, and the mind is considered to be the rope. Intelligence is the chariot driver. The heart is the sitting place in the chariot, and the dualities of life, such as pleasure and pain, are the knotting place. The seven elements are the coverings of the chariot, and the working sensors are the five external processes. The 11 senses are the soldiers, being engrossed in sense enjoyment. The living entity seated on the chariot hankers after fulfillment of its false desires and runs after sense enjoyment life after life. Purport, the entanglement of the living entity in sense enjoyment is very nicely explained. These verses, the word sambhatsara means the progress of time. It's significant. Day after day, week after week, fortnight after fortnight, month after month, year after year, the living entity becomes entangled in the chariot's progress. The chariot rests on two wheels, which are pious and impious activities. The living entity attains a certain position in life in a particular type of body according to its pious and impious activities. But if transmigration into different bodies should not be taken as progress. Real progress is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Yakade ampunar jama naiti. One makes real progress when he does not take on another material body. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Eta Brahmanda Bhari Ananta Jivagun Charasi Lokra Yonite Paraye Brahman. The living entity is wandering through the entire universe and taking birth in different species of, on different planets as he moves up and down. But that is not real progress. Real progress is getting out of this material world altogether. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, from the highest plant in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. The one who attains to Maya Bodo, son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Even once promoted to Brahmaloka, the highest planet in the universe, he has to come down again to the lower planetary existence. Thus, he is wandering up and down perpetually under the influence of the three modes of material nature. Being illusion, he thinks he is making progress. He is like an airplane encircling the earth day and night, incapable of leaving the earth's gravitational field. In fact, there is no progress because the airplane is conditioned by the earth's gravity. Just as a king is seated on a chariot, the living entity is seated on the body. The sitting place is the heart, and the living entity sits there and engaged in the struggle for existence, which is going on without progress, perpetually. In the words of Narottam Das Thakur, the living entity struggles very hard due to the influence of fruitive activities and mental speculation, simply gets different by the body life after life. He eats all kinds of nonsense and condemned by his activities for sense enjoyment. If one really wants to progress in life, he must give up all the ways of karma kanda and gyan kanda, fruitive activities and mental speculation. The increase in Krishna consciousness, one can become free from the entanglement of birth and death and the vain struggle for existence. In these verses, the words Mriga Krishna Padavati are very significant because the living entity is influenced by a thirst for sense enjoyment. He is like a deer that goes to a desert to search up water. In the desert, the animal simply searches in vain for water. Of course, there is no water in the desert, and the animal simply sacrifices his life in an attempt to find it. Everyone is planning for future happiness, thinking that somehow or other, if he can reach a certain point, he will be happy. In actuality, however, when he comes to that point, he sees there's no happiness. He then plans to go further and further to another point. This is called Mriga Krishna, and its basis is sense enjoyment in this material world. The word Antapura refers to the heart. The word Visuchana, meaning going everywhere, indicates the mind. Within the mind, the living entity enjoys the effects of the modes of material nature. These effects are sometimes called illusion, sometimes satisfaction, sometimes jubilation. Farmers explained that the queen is one's intelligence. When one is awake or asleep, the intelligence creates different situations. Being influenced by contaminated intelligence, the living entity envisions something and simply imitates the actions and reactions of his intelligence. Now, I'm going to continue. What I refer to as a chariot was an actuality of the body, the senses of the horses to pull the chariot. As time passes year after year, these horses run without obstruction, but in fact, they make no progress. Highest and biased activities are the two wheels of the chariot, the three modes of material nature, the chariot's flanks. The five types of life there constitute the living entity's bondage, and the mind is considered to be rope. Intelligence is the chariot driver. The heart is the sitting place in the chariot, and the dualities of life, such as pleasure and pain, are the knotting place. The seven elements are the coverings of the chariot and work the senses of the five external processes. The 11 senses of the soldiers, being engrossed in work, sense enjoyment, the living entity seated on the chariot, hangers after fulfillment, with false desires, and runs after sense enjoyment, life after life. So here Narada Muni is explaining other aspects, the inner chambers of the city, or Antapura, that's considered to be the heart, and that of course is where the soul resides. So Paranjana would go into the inner chambers of this palace and enjoy there. And the mind is something which goes everywhere and experiences joy or illusion or satisfaction according to the modes of material nature. And then the intelligence is explained, the queen, which was already explained, and that intelligence is always working. Prabhupada here explains that even in the dream state, the intelligence is at work. So not only in the waking state is this active, but even in the sleep state of dreaming. And then finally there is another description of the material body. We have one description of Paranjana in the city, where the city represents the body with the nine gates. And then we get another allegory of the chariot. The body is the chariot, and the soul is the passenger in the chariot, and the intelligence is the driver, and the senses are the horses are the senses, etc. So this example is also found in the Upanishads, a very famous example. So that is explained in detail here also in the Bhagavatam, with the elements as well, such as two wheels and flags and nodding places. And foot soldiers, etc. So all of this again is just like the example of Paranjana in the city going out through the gates. So the chariot, King Paranjana getting on the chariot and going out is a similar type of analogy of the body again, just with using a different example. So in this way we have two examples. One is a person in the city, enjoying in a city, Paranjana in his body, and the other is a person on the chariot. So this is an example, of course, taken from the Upanishads. And both, of course, mean the same thing with different symbolisms and different elements there. So the point here is that an intelligent person must distinguish between the body and its senses, etc., and the Atma within it. Now that distinction is very, very fundamental to spiritual life. So that has to be made by the jiva before he can progress any further. So, unfortunately, as was explained in the next verse after this one, the jiva is experiencing joy and satisfaction and illusion due to the influence of the mind and the intelligence within his body. So he has no impetus for understanding the real nature of the situation, that he is actually different from the body, just as the passengers are different from the chariot, or a person in the city is different from the city. So the jiva is different from the body. But because of the pleasure one gets from the material world, one is not aware of this. So in this way, the jiva unfortunately wanders around in the material world from body to body. And the only hope is that one gets enlightenment through devotees. So to enlighten a person, one has to use examples sometimes. So that is what Narada Muni here is using. He uses an example to wake up Prashnavarnshat to his true nature. So of course one can explain this philosophically or not the body, but by giving an example, he makes it a little more graphic so that he can understand. So this is a type of device which devotees often use to give an example to show how something is operating. Yeah? And a good example will mean that it corresponds quite nicely to the what one is trying to say. So here we see the famous example of the chariot with the horses and the reins and the driver, etc. So it is useful because there, very simply, one can understand that the person in the chariot, sitting in the chariot, is different from the material body. And at the same time, ultimately, it is that chariot with the horses which is pulling him around, making him move in the material world. So, in the same way, we have the body, the mind, and the senses pulling the jiva around in the material world. And now, technically speaking, of course, the chariot should be under control of the person there. He should give the orders. So the jiva also should give the orders to the senses and the body to act in a proper way. Unfortunately, the jiva doesn't know where he's going. He doesn't really have a good idea where he's going. Of course, orders are given. Yes, let us enjoy the material world. So this is exactly what the senses go out and do. The jiva wants enjoyment in the material world, and senses are going out and getting it. But, of course, an intelligent person will, if he has his chariot, then he will understand that there, what is the actual goal that we want to achieve? Where are we taking the chariot? The chariot is meant for going from place to place. So we have to go in a certain, with a certain goal. So jiva in the material world thinks, yes, I will go to this place for this enjoyment and that place for that enjoyment. But as Prabhupada has pointed out in the purport, you get to one place, you get your enjoyment, and then you find out it's not enjoyment after all. And then you go to another place and get some more enjoyment. Not enjoyment. Then you go to another place, not enjoyment. So in this way, the jiva strives in the material world and gets different things, obtains different objects, but still he's not satisfied. But why does he do that? Because of illusion. He keeps doing it because of illusion. His conditioning is such that he continues the same process over and over. So as Lord Chaitanya said, the jiva wanders in the universe, up and down in the universe from body to body. But wandering means he is going aimlessly. there's no intelligent direction behind that, up and down, from deva to human being to hellish existence to animal existence. There's no real reason or sense in wandering around in that way. Yes, if the jiva were to go from the animal kingdom to the human kingdom, go to the devata kingdom, get to Brahmaloka, kind of go to Vaikuntha, that's logical. You go upwards, and God should progress. But you wander around up and down, up and down, up and down, that doesn't make any sense. And that's what the jiva does. So driving the chariot, the jiva's going one place, another, and actually going nowhere. It's going around in circles more or less. So that's useless. But the jiva doesn't realize that. So, of course, the chariot can be useful. And it can take you to places which are worth going to. So that's what I said, one can gradually progress upwards and then get out of the material world using the material body. Well, so that is the intelligence working properly for the jiva and giving proper directions. So to get that intelligence, one requires proper knowledge. And that is why we have the devotees in the material world, and we have the here Narada Muni instructing Prakshinavarishan to go in the right direction. So therefore the chariot is not useless, the body is not useless, the senses are there, everything. They can be used uselessly, and then we can wander around from body to body, or can also use the body and the senses a different way for getting out of the material world and attaining a relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is the proper use. Huh? So, therefore, the jiva has to understand what the real goal is, what the proper use of the body is, or where to go with the chariot, how to use it properly. Huh? And then, once that is understood, then it is possible for the jiva to stop the wandering of the material world and stop getting material bodies completely. So that is the purpose of knowledge, that is the purpose of devotees like Narada Muni.
So the devil is in soul body is the soul can also be a devil, is another example of Nishay.
The driver is the intelligence and the reins of the mind and the horses and the senses. The passenger. So the passenger more or less goes around, is pulled around everywhere here and there. And not using the intelligence properly, actually, to go in the proper direction. And because of ignorance, he doesn't know where to go.
And the passenger can direct.
Can, but usually his directions are wrong because he doesn't know where to go. So he'll go there, and it's just a waste of time. Yes, he is directing, and he's permitting everything, but he's not really going anywhere productive. Well, you know, the driver usually, then you fire the driver and you hire another driver, but the problem is even the jiva doesn't know where to go. That's the problem. And so until the jiva gets proper intelligence and knows the body is different from the self, then he will continue this process.
I'm going to leave you alone.